Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
41339.
All right, thank you. What's your name, ma'am?
Elizabeth Mullins.
All right, thank you. Give me one second, Ms. Mullins. Can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
431 Gross Fork Road, Jackson, Kentucky, 41339.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And this is due to the contest entry that you entered in today. And it was for that mixer. And it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers. That other offer is a meal plan app. And that app suggests of mainly focuses on real recipes to boost energy, cut sugar, carb cravings, mainly everything cooking.
Well, I did not know that. And I do not want to subscribe to this. And they can keep the mixer. I'm on SSI, and I just don't have the money.
Understood. I did want to let you know this, that when that with that mixer, you're entering into a contest entry. And I actually can get you $25 taken off of that and get that contest entry down for you a little bit if you did want to continue, but it was that price.
I can't pay no $60. And they said they want me to pay $60 a month. I don't have it.
All right, and you're saying even if I can get $25 deducted from that, it still be too steep for you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm on SSI. Do you know how much a SSI check is? It's just $800 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't afford that kind of money.
Understood. I promise you, I know you'll be surprised. Give me 1 second. They just give you enough. So if you miss something, it's, I promise you, ma'am, I know. But I'm canceling the account right now, and I'll provide you that cancellation code. And they'll go in.
Oh, they're going to give me my money back? I don't want my charges on my card.
All right, I'll let you
know. Because I'll have to do a dispute.
Give me 1 second. I'll look into those regards. Second now. All right, Miss Mullins. I did want to let you know that the account can be refunded. But it's just a $5 refund access fee, but I can get that $54.89 in your account. I void it back to your account. You heard me, Ms. Mullins?
Tell me that again. I couldn't understand you. What did you say?
All right. The account can be refunded, but there is a $5 refund access fee, and I can get that $54.89 voided back to your account. Try to get it done as soon as possible.
Well, I should waive that refund fee. That was my fault. I didn't understand what it was saying.
I'll look into that for you. Give me 1 second, please. All right, ma'am, not a problem. My supervisor did go in and use her courtesy code and got that refund fee waived for you. So that $59.89 will be voided back to the account. And I have that void information for you. And I'll get it to your email. Hold on 1 second, please. Go ahead.
So can you send me that email, too, showing that you voided it back?
Yes, ma'am. I just sent that to your email. That Libby EGC.
Yeah, LibbyEGC@yahoo.com. All right, ma'am. So if you're ready, I just sent that information to your email, and I can verbally give you this cancellation code. Yeah, I'm checking my email.
All right.
Yeah, I got it, but it didn't say it was refunded.
It said voided.
Yeah, it said it has been voided.
That's right.
When do I get the refund?
It's the same. Void actually get it back in your account faster.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. I can verbally give you this cancellation code, or you'll see all this in your email.
Okay. Well, how long soon will it get back to my account then?
3 to 5 business days. But I'm assuming the most by being void. You'll have it back by Wednesday. Matter of fact, today
right,
Tuesday,
I'll
you have it
by,
yes, ma'am, by Wednesday or early Thursday.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You all.
No problem. Glad that it does. Thank you for calling customer support too, Ms. Mullins. You have a good day, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.